very pleased with the accolade, obviously, and it's a testament to the sponsors like Diageo Ireland, Green Star, Fáilte Ireland, and Donegal County Council for their support in ensuring that you know, that we have backing to bring about such an event, that it's attracting 10,000 people annually to South Donegal.
Is this a message then to Donegal County Council and indeed to Fáilte Ireland and government, that perhaps cutting funding or saving a few euro by reducing the allocations for 1 year could cost dearly in the longer term?
Without a doubt, and I suppose I've been very vocal, particularly towards Fáilte Ireland, but I found now over the last 12, 18 months, you know, because of the success of the festival, because we can prove we're bringing in overseas visitors, you know, into the high hundreds mark, into South Donegal in early June, in the shoulder season, as they call it. You know, but really Donegal County Council in particular would need to look at other local authorities around the country and, you know, even create a tourism fund. I know in the recent budget, as being a member of Donegal County Council, the councillor Kieran Brogan put forward a plan that was accepted whereby there would be strategic, you know, fund that could be used for things like tourism and transport. And I think that is a fund that should be focused towards festivals that are bringing in overseas visitors and festivals that are to a certain standard, like Mary from Dunloe, and, you know, like the Rory Gallagher and like Sea Sessions. Those festivals are established. They need help in these current challenging economic times to ensure that they survive over the next number of years.